Okay, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It is nice to see you again. Today we're going to do lesson 7, which is about housing and also about gardens. So I'll also have some extra questions, and I'll also be maybe, you know, just changing the model answers a little bit because maybe they're more complicated than you need to say. Okay, so for example, people have trouble with shoji and fusuma. Now what's, you know, please explain shoji, please explain fusuma to tourists, and then what's the difference? And as I've said before, oftentimes if you compare each one side by side, you make a better comparison. If you understand what I mean, like, you know, shoji's this, 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 fusuma's this, 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 but have you really compared? You know, just for example, shoji uses thin paper, fusuma uses thick paper. You know, shoji's not painted, fusuma are painted. You know, that type of thing. So if you compare that way, you can get a very good difference. So I'll leave it up to you what your answers are, but I'll listen and see what you have to say. Okay? So I'll start with you. What can you tell me about shoji and fusuma, and what is the difference between them?
Both shoji and fusuma are sliding doors, and there are some differences. And shoji uses thin white Japanese paper, while fusuma uses thick white Japanese paper. And secondly, shoji is used as a kind of curtain.
Okay.
And it divides rooms from windows. Mm-hmm. And while fusuma is used as a room divider, so it separates the room from another.
Okay, so probably fusuma rather than used as curtains and separate the window. It sounds like just cover the window.
Covers the window.
Yeah. Okay.
And also, shoji doesn't have pictures, while some fusuma have decorative pictures.
Okay, good. What kind of pictures do fusuma have?
Fusuma have pictures of beautiful nature, such as beautiful flowers, and mountains, and lakes, and the sea.
Okay, lakes.
Lakes.
Yeah. Lakes. With the L sound, good. Okay, good. Yeah, all right. So that's not a bad answer. You could make lots of other differences, but that's a basic answer. I think it's fine. Okay, good. What do you have? What is your answer for what's fusuma and shoji, and what is the difference between them?
Yes. Shoji and fusuma are both can be found in traditional Japanese houses. And both of them are sliding doors and used for room dividers. The sizes of both doors are the same as tatami mats, 180 cm by 90 cm usually.
Okay.
The differences are shoji sliding doors are thin, translucent papers are on natural wood color lattice work wooden frames.
Okay.
Through shoji doors, you can see sunlight. Fusuma are sliding panel doors with thick opaque paper with pictures or patterns on, and frames are usually colored in black or dark brown.
Good. Okay. So it's opaque.
Opaque.
Good. All right. Sure. That's a good answer. What do you have? What is shoji and fusuma? What are the differences?
Well, shoji and fusuma are both sliding doors. Shoji are the doors with lattice work, wooden lattice work, covered by the thin Japanese paper. So it allows the soft light to come into the room. While fusuma are the doors with thick paper and wooden frame, which is opaque.
Okay, so thick paper, which is opaque,
mm-hmm.
on a wooden frame.
On a wooden frame.
Yeah, the paper, the frame is not opaque, right? So probably put it closer together. So
okay.
They use this thick paper that is opaque on a wooden frame.
Okay. Thick paper, which is opaque, on a wooden frame.
Okay.
Kusuma, the roles of shoji is to separate the rooms from a corridor or the veranda.
Okay, the, what is the...
Veranda?
Yeah, okay. Shoji, the role?
Is that what corridor.
Yeah, I know. Before you said the role of Fusuma is to...
The role of shoji.
Shoji, okay, role, right, okay.
The roles of shoji.
The role of shoji is...
Is to separate the rooms from veranda or corridor.
Okay, verandas and the corridors.
And the corridors.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And Fusuma, the role is, the Fusuma's roles are to divide the rooms and also are used as corridor, closet doors. Since the paper of Fusuma is thick, the paintings are made on the paper, such as natural flowers and birds and such and such.
Okay, that's probably, yeah, that's good. So practice that. I would just put white paper for the shoji, thin paper, but you don't have pink and green shoji, do you? I've never seen pink or green yellow shoji, unless it gets old. Right, so it's white paper. So I would say, yeah, thin white paper.
Thin white paper.
A little bit better, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah. That's good. Where are there famous Fusuma in Japan?
Famous Fusuma in Kyoto, there are many temples, and I forgot the temple's name, but in many famous temples, there are many famous gorgeous Fusuma, which have been produced mainly in the
during
the Azuchi-Momoyama period,
400
years ago.
Okay, good. All right, does anyone know where...
Nijojo.
Nijojo. The famous, most famous ones. I think they're national treasures. National treasures, right? National treasures, yeah. Good. I think the ones I've seen have pine trees. Yeah, and gold, and very nice. So Nijojo or Fusuma are famous. Good. Okay, what do you have? What is Fusuma and Shoji?
Both Shoji and Fusuma are sliding paper doors with wooden frames. But there are several differences. Shoji is made of thin paper to diffuse light, while Shoji is made of very thick paper. Shoji is replaced close to or inner part of the window, while Fusuma is replaced to divide the rooms. And Shoji is white, while Fusuma is painted or printed with pictures or patterns on white background paper.
Okay. I'm sorry, you're saying something that reparted or repaired or the room or...
Divide the room.
Yeah, what were you saying?
Divide the rooms.
I would just not say replace. It confuses. Just are used to divide the rooms. Okay. Now, because Fusuma can be removed to make two rooms into one big room.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that yeah? So that's something you can say. Fusuma are used to can be removed to make two rooms into one big room. Okay, good. That's fine, I think, yeah. So she mentioned that Fusuma, the frames are usually painted black or dark brown, right, where shoji, the frame is usually natural wood color, and it's on a lattice. Do you all know lattice? L-A-T-T-I-C-E. And a lot of people refer to a lattice wooden frame. Okay, and that makes it clear because Fusuma is just on a plain rectangular frame. What I mean, plain rectangular. Okay. Something like that. So I think your answers sound good. You need to practice so it's a little smoother. I think they're fairly clear. And again, Fusuma can be used as closet doors also. Shoji are never used as closet doors, but many Japanese houses have closets putting with sliding doors, or even like some, depending on the house, could be a door, not a sliding door. Okay, and shoji can be used as curtains because they provide privacy but also let light come through. Okay, and some of the designs of Fusuma are natural scenes, birds, flowers, trees, along with Japanese-looking patterns, Japanese motifs. Okay, good. Okay, let's try once more. What do you have for what is the difference between Fusuma and Shoji? And explain about them.
Both Shoji and Fusuma are sliding doors and vertical rectangular shapes. And Shoji could be windows, curtains, and room dividers besides sliding doors. And they are covered with white translucent papers on a lattice wooden frame. And they divide the rooms from the corridors in the Japanese house. On the other hand, Fusuma are covered with thick papers. Being drawn a lot of Japanese landscape.
Okay. On which are drawn, painted.
Such as flowers and neck mountains and such as a Japanese motif.
Okay.
And which can slide from side to side to separate rooms. I'm talking about the Fusuma.
Is it slide to separate rooms? No, I think
no.
Can be removed. To separate. To separate two rooms into one big room, or they can be closed to make.
But actually, they can separate.
I know. I'm just wondering how do they separate? If they're there, there's like, I don't know. If it's opened, it's still there. And you still have part of, I guess, two rooms. But if you take both of them away, is what I'm saying, you can make one big room out of two rooms. So probably that confuses. So try the last part again.
Fusuma are wood frame sliding doors.
Okay.
Covered with thick papers. And it's their vertical rectangular shapes, doors, panels, which can...
Probably just vertical, rectangular panels.
Panels,
yeah.
Which can slide from side to side.
Okay.
To separate the rooms.
Okay, all right, I guess, yeah. Can slide side to side to separate rooms, yeah. Or removed.
Okay. Yes, I should put removed.
If you slide, can be slid open. Do you know slid open? Slide is the past participle. Slide, slid, slide, slid, slid.
Slid open?
Yeah, they can be slid open to make a room bigger. It can be closed to make a big room into two rooms or into smaller rooms. Okay.
And one last information is that those are both shoji and slide. Fusuma doors. Fusuma sliding doors conserve spaces. Conserve spaces that would be required by a swinging door in the Japanese house. It's different from the Western style. Swinging door.
Okay, yeah, so it's just space. Just say more concisely. So Fusuma, because they slide, save space, compared to a swinging door. Save space compared to a swinging door.
Okay, Kusuma and Shoji could conserve space compared with a swinging door.
Like yeah, good. Okay, good. How do you clean Shoji?
How do you clean Shoji? I think you have to take this paper off of the wooden frame, then place a new thin papers on it.
Okay, right. You have to clean it. Clean it carefully. But yeah, probably usually it's just removed. The old paper is removed and the new paper is replaced, or new paper is placed. Okay, so you clean it carefully, right? Or if there's a hole, you can patch it. And if it gets old, you just take off the old paper, put on new paper. That's traditionally done, New Year's Eve or around end of the year, right? Good. Okay. How are we? Okay. So there's lots of differences. I think your answers are okay. This is not an easy question to answer. So make your answers clear and very, concise. Just make it, simple. So, again, they have here the model answer to, they have, Fusuma and Soji, they separate rooms in traditional Japanese houses from corridors and verandas. So make it all plural. Okay, plural, like with S. So they separate the rooms in a traditional Japanese house. Well, they separate rooms in traditional Japanese houses from corridors and verandas. If you don't like corridors, you can say hallways. Corridors is not a very common word used in American English. We say hallways or halls with the ah sound. Be careful you don't say horu, like H-O-L-E. Right? You have like wedding horu or something, or shimin horu, and you end up with a ana. Right? Hole. So be careful what you say for your pronunciation. So actually, corridor is fine because it's easier to say and not confused with a hole.
You also say veranda zu. Mm.
Yes. Make everything plural. Just generally speaking of houses and rooms and verandas and corridors. Okay? Good. All right. I think we're okay. Any questions? Good. I think we're okay. So now we go, what are the advantages in the wooden structure of Japanese houses? Okay, I have shortened this answer a lot. So all I say is this. Earthquakes are relatively frequent in Japan, and wooden houses are more flexible to withstand minor quakes because wood is flexible. Okay, so I've taken all this, subject to a force, they bend and more, but it does not break easily. When the force is removed, the wood returns to its former shape. I took all of that out. It's okay, but Jesus, it's a lot to remember. And it's like a textbook English. People don't speak like this. So just, earthquakes are relatively frequent in Japan, and wooden houses are more flexible to withstand minor earthquakes because wood is flexible, because wood bends. You use flexible twice if you don't like that, so because wood bends. Okay, so I've cut that out. Then the rest is there. It can absorb, this is seismic stresses, so just say earthquakes. It can absorb earthquakes. Seismic stresses are okay, but that sounds like a geologist. Mm-hmm. Normal people don't say that. Sounds like, do you know what a geologist is? Geologist is a person who studies earth and rocks. They say that, but normal people say earthquakes. Okay. So it can absorb earthquakes. Also, Japan's summer is hot and humid. Okay. And wood breathes and absorbs moisture. In severe cold winter, wood is not as cold to the touch as stone. So the last few things I think are okay. Again, that's how I would answer this. I would just make it a little more concise. Again, it's, wooden structure of Japanese houses is for low-rise buildings is fine. if you have a 10-story wooden house, I don't think that's as strong as taking concreto. So I think the idea is for a single wooden, a single story, two-story wooden house, Japanese wood is good. Okay, for very tall buildings, of course, steel and concrete seem to do better because they're just structurally stronger. Okay? All right. Any questions about what I said? Do you have kind of have what I said? Okay, so now it's your turn. What do you have to say about why, what are the advantages of wood, wooden structure in Japanese houses?
Okay, talking about advantage of wooden structure, I can point out some advantage, but basically they come from, they are for responding to natural environment and climate. That is, Japan is faced with, has lots of earthquakes, but woods play a role of cushion absorber.
Okay, plays the role of
cushion absorber.
Cushion absorber, okay, plays the role of maybe a cushion.
Cushion. May plays a role of cushion. And in summer, Japan is quite humid, especially in rainy season.
But
rainy season. But wood breathes and absorbs moisture.
Okay, wood breathes.
Wood breathes.
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 Not breathes. Breathes. It's hard. What I wrote, B-R-E-A-T-H-E-S is breathes. Breathes. And you're saying breeze, like fabulise, right? So this is breathes.
Breathes.
Yes, that sounds good. Breathes with a T-H-Z, not just ease. Okay? It's hard.
Breathes.
Yes. Okay, you want to say that again? You can say it again. Wood is also singular. So rather than woods, say wood breathes, woods breathe. Wood is considered uncountable. Okay, so wood breathes.
Wood breathes moistures.
Wood breathes and absorbs moisture.
Wood breathes and absorbs moisture. And in winter, Japanese winter is cold, and in comparison with a house made of stone, wooden structure houses keep some temperature, warm temperature. So because of these reasons, wood structure has several advantages.
Okay, good. I'll let you say that again. I think you're going to practice that again. I'll let you say. The other thing I forgot to mention is not as cold to the touch as stone, but do you have stone houses? No, usually concrete. So I would change this to concrete. Okay, why don't I ask you again, why don't you practice once more? So what are the advantages in the wooden structure of Japanese houses?
I can point out three advantages. Number one is for earthquake, as wood plays a role of cushion. Wooden structure is stronger to a minor earthquake. Stronger against minor earthquakes. Mm. Secondly, wood breathes and absorbs, and absorbs moisture. So it is comfortable for a rainy season in Japan, which is quite humid.
Okay.
And thirdly, in winter, in comparison with concrete houses, wood houses keep temperature and so
keep temperature warmer. And are not as cold to the touch. And are not as cold to the touch. They don't feel as cold as concrete. So wooden houses don't feel as cold as concrete houses, or wood doesn't feel as cold as concrete. Is that okay? All right. So I would, yeah, you could say that if you don't like the way this. Wood is not as cold as the touch of stone. Wood doesn't feel as cold as concrete. Okay, you can also say that. Okay, let's have somebody else try. Why don't you try? What is the advantage, or what are the advantages in the wooden structure of Japanese houses?
Yes. One of the advantages of wooden structure is that it withstands earthquakes.
Wood withstands?
Withstands earthquakes that occur quite frequently in Japan. Because wood is flexible by nature and absorbs earthquakes, it doesn't easily collapse when there is an earthquake, but shake with the earthquake.
It shakes with the earthquake.
Also, wooden structure is suitable for Japanese climate that is hot and humid in summer. Since wood can breathe and doesn't preserve hot or cold, we can live comfortably in a wooden house in Japan.
Okay. Doesn't preserve? What did you put?
Preserve heat or cold.
Preserve heat or cold.
Wood can breathe and doesn't preserve heat or cold.
Preserve is probably not what we want to say, does it?
Preserve.
Protect it? No.
Keep?
No, it keeps. Doesn't it keep the heat in the winter? That's why it's not as cold, because it absorbs the heat, feels a little warmer, I think. Maybe you need to try that again and just do something with that. All wooden structure, you have in there wooden houses or wooden structure. You have the wooden structure z. Or a wooden structure. You're missing an article, or you're missing a plural.
Also a wooden structure, yes.
Yes, okay, also a wooden structure. Try that last sentence again. Also a wooden structure.
Also a wooden structure is suitable for Japanese climate that is hot and humid in summer. Since wood can breathe and doesn't preserve heat or cold, we can live comfortable in a wooden house. I intended to say that wood is good in summer because it is not it does not make too heat.
Too hot?
Too hot in summer. Oh. Stones or concrete.
Okay, yeah, so I don't know, but separate it though, because it is a wooden structure. What do you have? A wooden structure is suitable for Japanese, for the Japanese climate that is not hot, that is hot and humid in summer, because wood can absorb moisture. It is good in winter because it is not as cold as concrete. Something I would change, because preserve does not fit as well. Okay, but you did something very, very nice. And I don't know why I didn't think of it, because I don't have trouble to say breathes. Wood can breathe. Is that easier? Wood, instead of wood breathes, wood can breathe. Maybe that is easier.
Yes.
Okay, so for pronunciation, wood can breathe. So that's a good thing to say. I think you said that well. Good. So the last line kind of fixed that, okay? All right, what do you have for the advantages of wooden houses?
There are mainly two advantages in wooden houses. First of all, there are many earthquakes in Japan, and wood withstands minor earthquakes because wood can absorb earthquakes.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, wooden structure is suitable for Japanese climate.
Okay, for the Japanese
For the Japanese climate. And then it is very hot and humid in summer, but wood can absorb moisture.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the cold and severe winter, wood can retain heat.
Okay, retain heat and It feels warmer. It's, I mean, this is just not for your answer, but you think about wood. If you look at a concrete wall or something, it looks cold. Mm-hmm. Wood has what we call warmth. Mm-hmm. You know warmth? The nukumori thing. It has this nice feeling of warmth. And that's what makes it good in winter, is because wood has a feeling of warmth. It doesn't feel as cold as concrete. Okay? So you could say something like, also in the winter, wood has a nicer feel or a feeling of warmth, which is not easy to say again, but it's a nice word if you can say it, warmth. W-A-R-M-T-H. Okay, good. What do you have for the advantages?
Yes, I'd like to point out advantages from the following two aspects. One aspect is resistance to seismic activities.
Seismic
activities. Wood is flexible and can absorb seismic stresses, which make Japanese traditional wooden single-story or two-story houses to be good at withstanding minor quakes up to magnitude 5.5 usually.
Okay.
The other aspect is adaptation to climate. Wood can breathe and absorb moisture. If you don't have air conditioner, Japanese houses are better than concrete apartment for hot and humid Japanese summer. And Japanese winter gets very cold very often, and traditional houses are not as cold as to the touch as concrete building, and compatible to this cold winter too. But if you use air conditioner, that is another matter.
Okay. All you say, it's not as cold to the touch. What did you have there for winter?
Not as cold as to the touch. Okay. Concrete.
Not as cold as to. You don't. I don't think not as cold to the touch.
Not
you don't
as
need
cold
to the touch.
Yeah. As concrete buildings.
Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. I think we'll try it once more, because this just seems like a difficult answer. The other answers are probably much simpler that we have. So why don't we try this again? What are the advantages of the wooden structure?
Wood is from nature. Therefore, people feel comfortable surrounded by the wood, mm-hmm. Compared with stone or bricks or concrete. In Japan, it is hot in summer and it is hot and humid in summer. Wood can breathe and absorb moistures.
Moisture.
In winter, wood is not as cold to the touch as concrete. And in addition to that, wood structure is better at withstanding the minor earthquakes.
Okay, good. All right, that's fine. Yeah, I think your answers sounded pretty good after kind of think about this. So, good. You know, do be aware that this question was asked in 2008?
Eight.
Yeah, so they asked about that. So, again, they could ask that. Sometimes they ask these questions 2 years in a row or the next following year or something. So, good. Okay, let's go to the next question, which the kakijiku and the byogo were pretty simple, okay? So tell me, what is kakijiku? Except the last line of this model answer, the subject depicted on the scroll is selected to suit the season or occasion. That's fine. Depicted is a little bit literary. So the subject painted on the scroll, you know, is selected. Again, we would probably even make this active voice. So people select the picture on the scroll to suit the season. Right? So you have this, it is selected thing. People select the scroll, right? People select the picture on the scroll to suit the season. Any way you want to say is okay. Just more natural English is people select this picture on the scroll to match the season or, okay? Go ahead. What is your answer? What is Kakejiku?
Kakejiku is a vertical hanging scroll with a watercolor painting or calligraphy, which is designed Japanese brush writing and usually black on white paper. And if there is an alcove in your house, you usually place it on the wall of the alcove. And if you want to change it, or because of your feeling or the season, you can change it as often as you like. And in addition, I want to tell you about something very special about this hanging scroll. There are ribbons at the top of the hanging scroll. And these used to keep away the bird from destroying the paintings.
Okay, so that's why there's little ribbons?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Can you tell me the part about the designed something? I'm not sure if the grammar is good or not. Can you say that again?
Design? Sometimes you change the kakejuku in the alcove according to the season.
No, not there. I mean, the beginning of it. Something about painted in black before that.
Which is design, calligraphy, which is design Japanese brush writing.
Probably I would just say which calligraphy, which is which are characters. I would just say calligraphy, which are Japanese characters or Chinese characters. Is that okay?
Yeah, I wanted to say, you know, there's many kinds of, you know, ways of handwriting.
Yeah.
Like Kebon, like in English, you know, like these printing.
Well, then you would have that. There are many styles of calligraphy, because calligraphy means designed writing, you know. So that's why it confused me when you say designed writing. So just it's calligraphy. There are many styles of calligraphy, or calligraphy of Japanese characters or Chinese characters, or kanji if you want. Okay, I would change that. That to me sounded a little confusing. Good. What is Kakejiku?
Kakejiku is a Japanese hanging scroll painting or calligraphy.
Hanging scroll painting. It's okay. Probably hanging scroll with a painting or calligraphy.
Okay. It's Japanese hanging scroll with paintings and calligraphy.
Okay.
Mounted on a flexible fabric, which is usually silk, and with a rod on the bottom as a weight. And it is usually displayed on the wall of an alcove in a Japanese house, and can be rolled up for storage when it is not in use. And subject printed on the scroll.
Subjects
printed on the scroll are selected to suit the season and occasion.
Seasons and occasions.
And favorite subjects are landscape, flowers, birds, and Mount Fuji sometimes, and calligraphies.
Calligraphy characters.
Calligraphy characters.
Right, and landscapes.
Landscapes.
Yeah. Do you have plural there, yes?
No.
Yeah, then you need S, yeah. So we have landscapes, birds, and, you know, flowers. So, good. Okay, what is Kakejiku?
Yes, Kakejiku is a long hanging scroll with a painting or calligraphy. It is displayed on the wall of an alcove in a Japanese style room. And people selected the picture on Kakejiku to match the season. Especially when you are invited to a tea ceremony, you first blow to a room, and Kakejiku you can see, and which shows how a master, tea ceremony master, would like to entertain you. In most cases, it is related with some season, but some season. But if you see a picture like friends or hometown, tea ceremony master would like you to remind of other long relationship, friendship, or some other thing.
Okay, the tea master would like you to remember me. Would like to remind you of.
Would like to remind you of
uh-huh. your hometown or family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. That sounds very, very good. I think natural. Just practice that. So the you could also say the tea master would like you to remember to think about your family or hometown. You can also say that. Okay? Good. All right. What is kakejiku?
Kakejiku is a long hanging scroll with a picture or calligraphy on it. It is usually displayed on the wall of the alcove in a Japanese-style room. Some popular pictures on the kakejiku are scenery, beautiful flowers, or some India ink painting. The people select the scroll so that the picture on it matches the occasion or season.
The India ink paintings, I think you need paintings? Okay, sceneries is probably not correct. Scenery is uncountable. English is kind of crazy. But scenery. And what? India ink paintings?
Okay.
Say that again. I want to make sure what it sounds good. Did you have it in your head?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I tried to remember. Some popular themes are scenery, flowers, or Chinese and India ink paintings.
Okay, yeah, so good. Themes are. Or scenery, or you can put landscapes also.
Landscapes.
I don't want to confuse you, but that's a choice.
Let's pick landscapes or scenery.
No, you don't need that. That's the same thing. Landscape and scenery is kind of the same.
Scenery does not require it.
Right.
So but then landscape does.
That's right. You want all S, but landscapes, and it's easy to remember which one.
Landscapes.
Yeah.
Scenery.
Okay.
Either word.
Yeah, either word is okay. Just that landscapes probably would be depicts landscapes. What did you? Flowers? I don't know. Landscapes or calligraphy characters. It's also don't put calligraphies. That sounds funny. So calligraphy characters, landscapes, calligraphy characters, birds, trees, and you know, what India ink paintings.
Okay.
Good. All right, what is, let's go on to biobu. What is biobu?
Biobu is a folding screen, and it is a decoration of traditional Japanese style room. And
It is a decoration
of traditional Japanese room. And it, biobu was especially loved by some historical figures in the feudal lords in the feudal ages because feudal lords loved gorgeous arts to show off their power, and then they made very gorgeous biobu covered by golden leaf.
Covered with gold leaf. Yeah. Okay, and probably decoration of, instead of that, decoration for?
Decoration for.
Yeah, why don't you say that again? So what is biobu?
Biobu is a folding screen, and it is a decoration for traditional Japanese style room.
Mm. Good, that sounds good. Okay, good. What is biobu?
Yes. They are folding screens used as room dividers or to prevent drafts or to provide privacy. Biobu are a kind of furniture for interior decoration. Historically, they were used by court nobles first in Heian period, that is 1200 to 900 years ago. Later spread among samurais or samurai warriors, and in Edo period.
In the Edo period.
In the Edo period, were used among colonists. Now, at wedding ceremonies, receptions, a folding screen is set behind the seat of the bride and groom.
Okay, good. Yeah, don't forget the.
The Edo period.
Is that what you said?
Edo period.
Yeah, the Edo the Edo.
And the Edo period.
Yeah. Okay, what is Byobu?
Byobu is a folding screen with a painting, which is used as a room divider and a room decoration.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It has a wooden frame and on which Japanese thick paper attached. It's attached.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was from China in the 7th century, and it was developed independently in Japan. During the Edo period, during the Azuchi Momoyama period and early in Edo period, which is in the 15th, 16th and 17th century, many famous painters painted the gorgeous and colorful paintings on the bill, some of which are designated as national treasures, and still you can see that.
See them. Good. All right, good. Okay, what is Byobu?
Byobu is a large folding screen used as a decoration, a room divider, or a shade to hide things or to change clothes. Or in a traditional wedding reception, there's a big golden byobu behind the bride and the groom's seats. In Meiji era, during the end of the 19th century, many foreigners living in Japan bought byobu to prevent cold wind coming into the house. Besides traditional ways of using byobu, you can use it as you like, since byobu is flexible and portable.
Good. Okay. Can you tell about dressing, changing your clothes or something? Yeah. I didn't say that. It's say that again. The first slide. Yeah.
Byobu is a large folding screen used as a decoration, a room divider, or a shade to hide things or to change clothes.
It's provided.
Yeah, what you need to say, or used. See, the reason I didn't say that, I know it's used, people change clothes. You have to say, people stand behind the screen, the byobu, and change clothes. And so it makes it longer. So that's why, you know, it's used to change clothes. It just doesn't, it's correct, but it needs a little more, I would think. You're used to hide when you change clothes. Something like that. Do you understand?
Yeah,
you don't use the byobu to change clothes. You need it to hide you when you change clothes. Or you need it for privacy to change clothes. Maybe like it says privacy.
Okay.
Used for privacy to change clothes.
Okay.
Good. All right, let's go to tatami. What is tatami?
Tatami are... traditional type of Japanese floor covering, which is made of rice straw or nowadays compressed chipboard to form the core, with a covering of woven rushes, igusa, and they usually have edging of brocade or plain cloth on the long side. And the Japanese house usually, what I should say is, the Japanese house usually have a tatami room, washitsu is called, and the room size is sometimes determined by the number of tatami, so like six tatami rooms, which is a regular size, but this is the way we use.
Yeah, we use tatami to count the room size, to measure the room size.
And the tatami are also used for dojo where judo is practiced for
martial arts,
for protective purposes. That's all.
Okay, all right, good. Yeah, there's a couple things he mentioned that they have here in the model answer. The edges are hemmed with a decorative cloth, but are all four edges hemmed?
No.
Usually just the longer. So rather than long one, I would say longer.
Longer.
Yeah, the reason I say that is, again, this L and R, you know, the wrong edge. Like, once you got the edge, be careful. Don't want to say the wrong edge. So it just long with an L, long edge or the longer edge sounds more correct, and it distinguishes between wronger. We don't have wronger, so wrong. Okay, and you also mentioned something else. Rush, yes, the word rushes is used in here. You all know you have to be very careful with this pronunciation, rushes, because there's a word in English, rashes, with an A, R-A-S-H-E-S. R-U-S-H-E-S are the we, or the grass, straw, that's used for tatami. Rash with an A is a jimashi. So you have to be careful. So you could put, you know, this probably is not the most correct way to say, but I would say straw rush. Or straw rushes. Put the word straw in there, and they know, for example, it's what you're trying to say. I think because of the guide, the interviewers know you're trying to say rushes, they will understand. But try to be careful with the pronunciation. Rushes, not rashes. Rush, 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 which is difficult for Japanese to say. Yeah.
Do you think you need woven straw rushes? Woven, you need?
Not really.
Okay.
No, if you don't like the word, I would just say covered with rushes. So, covered with straw rushes. Yeah, people, I know that, you know, I've said just covered with straw, but people don't like that because it's not straw, it's rush, which is a different kind of grass. Okay, so just be careful of the pronunciation, and the longer edges are hemmed with decorative cloth. And good. What do you have for tatami? What can you say? What is tatami?
Tatami are straw mats, which are used in Japanese style rooms. You can also see it at dojo for martial arts practice space. Tatami, inside of tatami, straws are used, and.
Straw is used.
Is used.
Yeah, straw is not countable.
Mm-hmm. As we Japanese have rice cropping, everywhere, tatami can be said as a byproduct of rice. Mm-hmm. And tatami is covered with straw rushes, mm-hmm. And on the longer edges, hemmed with decorative cloth.
Okay, the longer edges are hemmed with decorative cloth. And what is it? Is it straw, rice? What was you saying, the rice plants?
Yeah, I said tatami can be said as a byproduct.
Tatami can be said to be a byproduct. Tatami can be said to be, can be said to be a byproduct.
Can be said to be a
byproduct of the rice farming, because it's used inside the tatami as a base, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So that's a good thing to say. Just make sure that it sounds a little better with the grammar.
Okay.
Okay? What are traditional, what's the usual size of tatami?
Usual size is 1.8
meters.
Meters versus 0.9 meters. Mm. And when you see a judo match, judo is played on 50 tatami mats.
Mm. Okay, good. What is tatami?
Tatami are straw mats which are used as traditional Japanese flooring. Traditional Japanese flooring.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
They are rectangular in shape and have a straw base and covered with wooden straw mat, woven straw mat brushes. The longer edges are hemmed with decorative cloth. Today, many Japanese prefer Western-style wooden floors, but there are still many people who like to have a tatami room, at least one tatami room in a house.
In their houses.
In their houses.
Good.
Yes.
What's kyoma? What's the difference between kyoma and eduma?
Kyoma is usually tatami used in Kansai area, and the size is whereas eduma is the tatami used in Edo, former name of Tokyo. So. Used in Kanto area. The size is usually wider. The size of kyoma is usually wider than eduma.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's a little bit, you know, most of it, you know, the but he says 1.8 meters by 9.9 meters, right, is traditional, and then they have a slight variations that the kyoma is a little bit bigger than eduma. And there's also, what, do you know aima? There's another Ainuma or something from like Aichi around that. It's kind of in the middle between the size. Okay, good. So there's difference, very, you know, differences in sizes, but they're basically, I would just say about around 2 meters by 1 meter is also approximately 2 meters by 1 meter. That's okay. All right. What is tatami?
Tatami are straw mats, and they are used in the traditional Japanese these rooms as flooring, and usually it has a size of about 1 meter by 2 meters, and it is very relaxing to lie down on a tatami mat because it is covered by straw brushes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how many sizes are there?
There are many sizes, and well, the most common one is six
room
mats.
Room? You're talking about the room. What are the sizes of tatami? How many different names do you have?
What do you mean by different names of
for
tatami?
Tatami? There's kyoma, eduma, ainuma, and what else? You know? Danchi size, right? So there's several. They're all about the same size, but the danchi size is what considered to be the smallest. And I guess I didn't measure, and I should have looked, but I forgot to look. But there's a little difference, but most of it's about 1 meter by 2 meters. So good. So there's few little variation depending on the area and the type of building it's used in. Okay, and. Tatami, what is it? So many people have said or try to say that tatami, even what it is even though tatami are not placed in the room, tatami rooms are measured by the number of tatami that would fit in the room. That's hard to say. Do you understand what I'm saying, right? So even people say rooms are measured, the room sizes are measured by the number of tatami. But there's no tatami in the room, what do you do? So you have to kind of explain that. So rooms are measured by the number of tatami. Room sizes are measured by the number of tatami. And even if there is no tatami, they still use the same measurement, right? Okay. Room sizes are measured by the number of tatami. And even in Western rooms, they're still measured by the number of tatami that would fit in the room. Which is complicated, but it's the correct thing to say, because if there's no tatami, then how do you measure? But you still use tatami as the measuring unit, right? So tatami is used as a measuring unit of measurement for room sizes. Okay. All right, any questions about tatami? Yeah, I think you did did find with this. Again, practice these answers. So once you're here, I've given you some hints or maybe made some corrections. Practice the same thing over and over again, right? Because don't change it or don't add things that you're not sure of. So, you know, basically what you're saying is fine. So just continue to practice it, okay? Good. All right. We'll continue when we come back with Tokonoma and the rest of everything and gardens. Okay. So see you in a few minutes.
Question. Today is Halloween.
Oh, today's Halloween, yeah.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween.
What's the difference between Halloween and Obon?
It's actually, you know, fairly similar. It's, you know, basically the same thing. People believe that the spirits come back from the dead.
Yes.
On Halloween, just like an Obon. So Halloween is just one night. Obon is usually 3 days. So that's the difference. The Obon is usually three.
So the dead comes back to their former home?
Yeah, that's where it came from. And it's also, because of October, it's also part of what? Autumn festival, harvest festival, the combination of what? Pumpkins and things, and the dead coming back. And Obon is not part of any. Harvest festival, right?
Higan season, spring and autumn. Higan, the autumnal and vernal equinox.
Yeah, right. But yeah, the Obon doesn't have the fall festival amount, you know, with harvest, but Halloween does.
Yeah.
And in Christian, and Halloween is from before Christianity. It's from what they call local religions. It's not a Christian religion, thing, no. But the next day, November 1st, tomorrow is considered a Christian holiday. So everyone goes to church to pray for the souls. Now what has happened, Halloween has become like a festival, right, Omatsuri, and people dress in crazy costumes and stuff like that. But the originality was that these were spirits and some were not always nice and so they had ghosts and things. Now at Halloween it's just like a festival. Yeah. Okay.